Lip service.
Hey now, what's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
You guys introduce yourselves, our special guests.
I am Kelly Shabari.
And I am Miles, a.k.a. Sir Brock from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yes, and it is lip service.
Yay.
Yes.
Now, you know we always start the show off with a tip. So today's tip, and you just happen to be here for this, Miles.
Okay.
How can you tell if a guy that you're dating or a guy that one of your friends is dating is gay? What are some clues that you can know that it's a little suspect? What's that with you, Kelly?
I just figure if I'm, you know, if we're hanging out and he's paying more attention to the other guys in the room, then I just go, okay, well, is that what you're interested in?
My friend had a boyfriend, and one time they came to this party I was hosting, and I swear he met a guy and was like talking to him in the corner, and they exchanged numbers and everything. And yeah. I was like, does he know him? And she was like, no, he just met him here. It's weird. They had like some type of connection.
I think one of a clue. So, you know, all you ladies listening, watch out. If a guy doesn't like to go down on you, that's kind of weird.
I love that clue because now if a guy doesn't go down on me, he's gay.
I won't say gay. I just say it's like, because what guy don't like to go down on his girl?
I mean, exactly. A man.
And if you ain't going down,
he wants to eat her pussy.
Absolutely.
Although in the Jamaican culture, sometimes they are taught that it's taboo. So,
oh, that's true.
And like, I'm submissive, so I kind of feel weird when a guy's going down on me. So I'm kind of like, I'd much rather have the guy have his face up and talking to me while he's fingering me.
Okay.
Like, that's more fun for me because I like dirty talk. But like, if he's down there, I'm kind of like.
But if he tells you, I don't do this.
Like, oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
into
yeah.
that.
Yeah, if he says he's not into that.
I feel like that's like the initiation.
Or maybe he had a really bad experience.
Or maybe he don't like to go down on women.
Really
maybe
bad
he's
experience.
Gay.
Or maybe he's gay.
Maybe he'd rather suck a dick. All right, Stephanie, what about you? Have you ever been with somebody and felt like there's some clues here?
I mean, I feel like if he has feminine tendencies, you know, like feminine mannerisms, and if he likes more than two fingers in his ass.
Oh, that's a
so
good one.
Three fingers is a no-no.
Yeah. Maybe two... I don't know. I think two
your
is normal.
Your fingers are big, though.
Yeah, I got some. I do
big
have
chubby.
Big hands.
Big chubby fingers.
I think two is normal, though, for a guy to want his ass.
So you fingered a guy with two fingers before?
Yeah, for sure. More than one guy.
Did you fist him?
No, I've never.
Miles, what are you going to say?
Any guy who likes to be fingered is not straight.
That's
not really.
That's not true.
Okay.
I know plenty of guys who like a little.
I feel like y'all talking like y'all. I got experience, and any guy who likes to be fingered, y'all better.
But
think
you know,
twice.
I feel like a guy who likes fingers in his ass knows his body.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knows his anatomy.
Yeah, like I know plenty of guys who like that whole prostate milking
thing. Is that what they tell
me? I never put my finger in someone's ass. But let me ask you this: if when a guy masturbates, do guys masturbate and put their own fingers in their ass?
I never have.
I know guys who put like. Plugs in there.
If you putting a plug in your ass, then you a man. Come on, you guys are women. Are y'all crazy?
No, but I'm not. No one that I've been in a serious relationship takes fingers in their ass.
Okay.
But if they did, I mean, if it's your man and he likes it, you know.
Yeah.
Have you fingered Jen?
I haven't. No.
Would you?
I would if he wanted me to, but nobody's ever really wanted me to. Like, I think that guys don't ask for it usually. Mm-hmm. Girls just do it and they rock with it.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll say like a couple days later, they'll be like, you know that thing that you did?
Right, yeah.
Do you mind doing that again?
They nudge
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, we've already determined that.
Then there's something like gay curious.
No, but like you'll be there down there, you know, like by the balls and they'll like nudge. Like it's okay.
Like toot it up
you
a little
can,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can go. You can go there.
Wow. Well.
What are some other tips for us, Mal?
Like,
I mean,
that's a tip right there. I feel like a guy who wants you to finger him, he needs to just
whether
let you know
it's he's one, two, three. It's
whether it's your pinky,
one.
What he needs to just. But he don't mind. But that's fine. Like getting
any. I have a lot of straight friends and. I don't think any of them like their asshole played with, period.
Maybe
like,
they don't tell you. I think a lot of guys do stuff they don't tell their friends.
Mm. And it's a lot of shit that we don't tell each other, period. Mm. Like, you know. Like, it's a lot of guys that don't tell their women what they like and stuff. So We just need to come out and just be open. I mean, if they telling you they open, like, you know, I'm bisexual, this is what I like, mm-hmm. will you? And she accepts it, then cool. But don't act like, oh, you know, I'm just a straight nigga, but finger me real quick. Like, come on. Or, you know, I'm straight, but hold on, let me lay down on my back and you fuck me first. Like, come
all
on.
These guys that like this now are going to be offended because if they've never done anything, they're going to be like, come on.
I mean, I'm just keeping it 100.
I like what he's saying. Like he said, he's keeping it 100, and mm-hmm. that's what lip service is all about. But I don't agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I think not every guy, I'm sure that I've put my fingers in a couple different guys' asses. Ooh, for sure.
A couple.
But not, I don't think all of them are completely straight. Mm.
Okay.
Do you smell your finger after?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Do you use lube?
No.
You have to use lube.
She's a spitter. She spits on it for everything.
No, but yeah, like
she spits for anal. She spits for everything.
Yeah, yes. I like the natural, you know, from. But my mouth, like when I'm horny, when I'm in the middle of it, like my mouth is dripping like a faucet. It's really wet.
So do you eat them out too?
What, their ass?
Uh huh. Before you finger them?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you lick it and you spit on it and then finger.
I'm sorry. Like there is
you
no.
You go like full on with
man,
like. You go full on with like a strap on and a heart.
No.
Throwing his.
I've never.
How are you women comfortable? I mean, if he's straight, like if he is bisexual, I get it. But how are you guys comfortable with a man throwing his legs back how y'all normally would?
Oh, no, but you don't have to throw it. But you
and
back.
Eating them out and then fingering them. Like, and he's straight? No, and y'all get mad at me saying my
you
house.
You could be giving him a blowjob and then you just slide down probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
his legs are still in this position, right?
No, a little bit.
Or he could keep his legs together tight.
Yeah, I mean, you can give a hand job while you're going down on his butt.
Yeah, like the way we're sitting now, all of us. Yeah. You and I, you see how our legs are spread. Uh-huh. So, you know, you like move your ass closer to the edge of the of the chair. And, you know, like that, his legs doesn't have to be up and he doesn't have to be bent over.
All right.
I know all the tricks.
Okay.
What if he's like, what if you're doing it and he's arching his back and looking in the mirror? Is that weird?
You know, that's one of the
Have you ever done it doggy style? Yeah, basically. Like, have now you done it the other way?
No, that would feel weird.
You've done it the other way before?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Okay, Angela, like, please side with me on this.
I don't think I could fuck a guy doggy style in his ass.
No, like,
that's
I've
basically
had a guy,
what that is.
I've had a guy, you know, be on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'll be in his ass, like, licking his balls from the back and be all up in his ass.
Sheesh.
I've done that
before. With those nice teeth?
What's your number?
I think it was before I got my
teeth. She said before
I'm
I got
a freak like her.
I think it was before I got the teeth.
You're a real freak.
So, Kelly,
I know plenty of guys who are into, like, pegging. Like, you know, they like the strap-on stuff, but they identify as straight. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but mm-hmm. I think that the minute they start calling their butt their pussy, that makes it gay.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Fuck me in my pussy, but they mean their butt.
If a guy tells me, fuck me in my pussy, okay?
I mean, you know, sometimes he could just be caught up in a moment and, just be in
that should never slip out. That's like if I say, suck my dick. Wouldn't you be like, wait a minute. Ruined.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah. Or you could just be in a moment. Like, okay, well, she feeling herself tonight.
No. All right, now, I want to talk about something that Kiki Palmer said. I don't know if you guys saw this, but she said that it's not traditional anymore being a young woman. She said there's no specifics of am I gay? Am I straight? Am I bi? I'm making the rules for myself. I don't have to be stuck down to one label. I'm going to follow my own feelings and my own heart. She's saying it's like the sexual fluidity. A lot of people are saying this nowadays.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of people who are gender fluid.
That don't want to be identified.
Yep.
Right.
Or whatever. What do you think about that, Stephanie?
I'm more with the traditional thing, you know, let's be straight, let's be gay, let's be bisexual. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, let's just call it for what it is. You know, and I don't think it's fair to be like, oh, today I'm straight. You know, you can't call me straight today or I might be gay tomorrow. So, you know, like you're bisexual.
Right,
it's fine.
What's wrong
with that?
Right. But
you could go from being one to being the other.
Yeah, you can go from being bisexual to being completely gay or completely straight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if you're stuck in that middle, then you're bisexual. It just is what it is.
Yeah. I think you're just forever bisexual. Like,
yeah,
it just
I think you're forever bisexual.
But what if what if it's been 20 years and you haven't been with somebody of the same sex?
You've just been
I mean, I went through like a 3 or 4 year period right after college where I dated women exclusively. Mm-hmm. And now I date men exclusively. But, you know.
Has your feelings for women went away, or do you still look at women?
I think just needs, I'm just more selective. I'm really picky when it comes to women now.
Got
not
you.
Not quite so picky with
so
guys.
You're still bisexual.
I'm just picky.
Why
with
is
women.
That?
I don't know. I think because with women, like, you know, personalities and emotions and stuff get caught in the way, in the middle of sex and everything. Sometimes for me, like, I can have sex with a guy without really being super emotionally attached.
That's
but with women, I kind of have to be.
That's interesting, because I think men don't really look at sex as such an emotional thing most of the time.
Right.
No.
Right.
Miles, damn.
Yeah. No. No.
No. Never.
Yeah. Yeah. With cool. guys, I can have casual sex. I don't think I've been able to have casual sex with women.
Because we get all in our
family.
Yeah.
But you can see yourself bisexual.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're bisexual too then, Stephanie.
I'm not bisexual.
You've had sex with women.
I've never eaten a pussy in my life.
Okay.
But you've gotten eaten.
Yes, many.
Well, that's by so that makes her bisexual.
So that
right?
just means she's a bottom.
Right. She's a bottom.
That's all.
No, but you know, I don't I think women are you think I'm bisexual?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, it depends on the type of girls though. Do you like...
So now when you go for a job and you got to check a box.
Could you date a woman?
No.
You couldn't date,
I
only
wouldn't
fuck.
Even, I wouldn't, but I'm not going to lie. When I watch women in porn, it turns me on.
Right. Oh, everybody likes women's bodies. No offense, Miles, but sometimes men's bodies are really boring.
I like women's bodies too. Why do you say no offense, Miles?
No. I don't want you to think that just because you're a man, your body's boring.
You know, but that's another thing. Like, I think women are gorgeous, but for me, men are God's gift to the world.
Yeah. Right.
I think a penis is so
gorgeous.
Beautiful, especially a black penis. I think it's beautiful. Like,
especially a black penis.
You know, I think the build of a man is amazing. You know, everything about men, like the smell, the hair on the face, everything for about men is just so amazing to me. I think men are incredible.
I love boobs, but I love penises.
Love boobs.
What if you could have both?
Like a trans?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the longest time, I was like, okay, trans people would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I would love to have like boobs in my face and a penis. That would be like the best setup.
Yeah, we call that the best of both worlds.
Right.
That kind of freaks me out. Trans freaks me out.
It does, really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... something about them scare me. They're cool people. They're really cool.
Some of them are crazy. The hormones.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cool people. Just the, I don't know, naked, you know, and having like interactions.
Yeah, I would just sit there. It's like a lot going on. I can only kind of agree on one thing.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's kind of like.
I fantasize about being with, a chick with a dick. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I'll get the dick that I really want. I don't want the vagina, you know. And then I could, like, you know, see the girl that attracts me in the video.
Could, we got you. We can hook you up with some people.
Yeah,
I know a couple, too.
I know some
real pretty badass ones.
But I think I'm over it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I couldn't imagine, like you said, you like boobs and you like penis, but I couldn't, like, I don't want to suck on a breast. I could suck a dick for hours. I don't want to go next to boobs.
What if it was like a threesome with you, with another guy and a girl with you got to play with the boobs, but then you got to have sex with the guy.
She don't really want to play with boobs though. She said,
I like boobs in my face.
I do.
I love strip clubs.
I've had a few threesomes. Like, exactly. When I'm at the strip club and the girl's like putting her boobs in my face, I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Mm. I'm all like, bring it.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me is I am a germaphobe.
Me too.
So I always be thinking, like, you know, other people have been like doing all kinds of stuff and it's like germy.
And it's like sweaty boobs.
And then it's, that's the part that bothers me. Like, are you, you know, wet wiping yourself down?
Yeah, like, I don't mind a girl in the strip club, like, dancing, like, shaking her butt in front of me, and then I, like, throw the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but I don't have any, even in the threesomes that I've had, you know, the girl be eating my pussy and I would be sucking on the guy's dick. Like, that's what would
that
be
makes,
happening.
That makes you bi.
I'm gay.
You're bi bottom.
Yeah, you're definitely bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
I think she's bi
bottom.
curious, maybe.
Curious?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's already
she's not just curious.
But I mean, she couldn't date. I feel like people who are bisexual, you can actually be in a relationship with the other. It's not just, you're just a freak.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's just open. I consider people like you open. Mm-hmm.
Now, I went to go see this movie, Daddy's Home, right? I don't know if y'all saw, but it's Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. And there's one scene in the movie where obviously Mark Wahlberg is the studly one. That's her ex. And he comes, over to the house to come see his kids because she has kids with him. And his penis is way bigger than Will Ferrell's penis. So, of course, he is a little bit insecure about that. Now, let me ask everybody in the room this. How important is that? Like, is it, if you're with somebody and that person is stable, they make good money, everything is perfect in that way, but your ex is wild, free, maybe doesn't have a real job, you know, devil may care, whatever, but they have a huge dick. What's more attractive to you?
I'd take the stable guy, but I do porn, so like I get big dick all the time. Anyway,
I'm tired of this big dick at work. I just want to come home,
right?
To some stability.
But at the same time, like I get that on at work, but like I don't get any of the emotional stuff. Like I don't get cuddling. There's no cuddling in porn, which sucks. Mm, you know, there's no like real emotional connection.
That would be a great.
Oh, I know. I've already talked to a whole bunch of people. We're gonna make cuddle porn. Cuddle porn.
Oh,
that is people good. Yeah. I'll watch that.
Spoon porn.
but yeah, I get that at work all the time and you know, sometimes it's too big. It gets real painful.
Really?
You know? Yeah. You gotta like, yeah. Cause we get
like, was like, bring it.
Well, cause like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cause like we get, our cervixes have like a limit. So like sometimes you hit it too hard. Okay. We get bruised cervixes and it takes a couple days. It feels like cramps.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know what that you can do for that. When you're about to have sex with a guy with a really big dick, like lean your butt up on like a headboard or something and just stay upside down for like 20 minutes. And really? It moves your cervix back.
Well, what they say is that if you're actually really turned on, then if things do kind
of really works.
Things do kind of expand if you are relaxed or if you've had an orgasm. So
that's true.
But the problem, like on a porn set, is that they're not really trying to get you. They want to get with the scene right away. Scene. So you don't really get warmed up. That. Yeah, right.
You're not going to be like, okay, I just need 20 minutes to lay upside down on the headboard.
Right.
No, I swear to God. I swear to God. I was dating a guy, and
his dick was huge.
Yes.
It's okay.
It was so big.
Did you guys meet via Instagram?
No, actually we met at work. I met him. We were working together.
Okay.
So every time, like, cause when the first few times we slept together, it would hurt. So I was speaking to one of my homegirls and she's like, oh, my mother, she's like, my father had a really big dick. So I would come into
that
the room.
That is such a weird statement.
She said that. Yeah. She said, I would come into the room and I would see my mom like upside down in the bed. And I would wonder like, what is she doing? And she said, when I got older, she told me like, if you're going to marry a guy who's really hung and you want to keep him satisfied for a long time, you know, you have to do this. You have to like move your cervix back.
Wow.
You have to shift it.
It gets that painful. For y'all?
Yeah. If it's long. Like that's why I like girthy more than long.
Okay. Everybody always likes girth.
Girthy's great.
So Stephanie, stability and secure, but not that exciting, not that attractive, or hot, exciting, but not so stable. With a big dick.
I'm supposed to do the right thing and say that I would go for stability, but that's a lie. I definitely like excitement. I like newness. And you know, when somebody's crazy and exciting, you never know what you're going to get from them. That's like a dream for me. It's like a fantasy. Like, oh, I love you. You know what kind of guys I go for.
You like the Diddy 75-25 rule.
Yeah, I like that.
75% of the time, everything's great. 25% of the time, you're going to be mad at me.
Yeah, I like that.
What about
Unfortunately.
You? What about you, Miles? What would you say? Stable, secure, or wild and crazy with a big dick?
Well, you know what? Since dick really isn't that's not my favorite. I'm more an ass guy.
All right, you're a top.
I would still probably roll with the one with the crazy ass. You know, because I'm gonna always be stable with myself. Okay. You know, I'm always be stable. So yeah, I want to have fun, and if I'm in love with the little crazy one over here,
that's the
chain.
That's the thing, that you can have like a super stable guy, and like from time time to time, you can have him like do crazy things. But it's kind of hard to take like a bad boy and make him stable from time to time.
Right.
Because that doesn't happen. Like, it's easier to kind of go the other way.
Well, I guess I'm a little ratchet because I like the little
bad.
I like
the bad.
I want somebody
hey,
a little.
You're loving hip hop. You're already ratchet.
Oh, my God.
By definition.
I was actually one of the better.
Like, that's your top.
No, look. Like... I get freaky. But, you know, look, I'm actually the good one on Loving Hip Hop, though. You know, I wasn't too ratchet.
Now,
I wasn't ratchet.
Milan. He says you was fake good. You was faking everything. And this whole time,
Angela, you've met both of us. I'm sure you can tell both of our temperaments and attitudes and why we're here. So I'll let you be the judge of that.
Well, hey now.
Exactly.
Now, I just want to go back to something that Stephanie said. Does anybody in here know what their parents, like your dad's penis size is like? Because I think that's weird that your friend knows that.
No, she said her mom told her like that. She didn't realize it until, you know, she was like, Mom, Mom, what happened? Like,
who
in
here knows what their parents' shit looks like?
I know what my mom's
I know what my mom's looks like too.
Well, I've seen my mom naked a million times.
So nobody's seen your dad's dick in here. No.
I've seen my dad in underwear and that was about it. That's all I needed. I didn't need to see more.
Yeah. I know my dad must have been all right because he was slinging around all over the world. He has kids. He has nine kids.
Yeah.
Damn.
My dad got five. I've only met two of them.
Yeah. My dad got five too. But I'm not really close with him. So, you know.
Yeah, of course. You're not.
Do you want to meet? Because when
your father's slinging it around like that, it's hard to be close with them.
Right.
Those are the unstable parents. Those are the exciting parents.
Right.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Uh-huh. Do you want to meet the other kids?
No, my brother, my oldest brother is my mother's age.
Oh, wow.
Well, damn.
It's a little weird. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't mind meeting them. And then the other ones, they're like in Puerto Rico and they don't speak English. So I'm good.
I guess I'm
good on them.
Me and her is the same boat. I haven't met all my siblings neither.
Yeah, if they look for me, I'm cool. But and then
they don't try to hit y'all up on Instagram or nothing or Twitter, seeing you on TV.
One has recently. Mm-hmm. She lives in Hawaii. My dad's Hawaiian, so she lives out there. But supposedly we have a block of family out there and stuff, but it's like
it might be kind of exciting though. You never know, because it's not like it's the kids' fault.
But it's then it's kind of weird when you're famous, your siblings are finally hitting you up.
But then they might not have known who you were, and then they're like, oh, now I know how to contact him.
They knew of me,
right?
And reached out. Now, you know, so
yeah, it's okay. Like their motive's
like
weird.
I want a photo op.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
But my two youngest, my little brother and my little sister, I speak to them.
Okay,
so
now Kelly, being that you do porn and you're Japanese,
I'm Japanese Irish.
Okay, Japanese and Irish. Now every time the category of Asian porn, you know, is on the X videos or the Pornhub and all of that. Not that I know. But people always look at Asian porn as being like different, like a lot more fetish-like. I mean, just certain things.
I mean, there's Asian porn, like Japanese porn that's made in Japan that's super fetishy.
Like what? Like, what do you mean? Because I remember seeing some show.
Yeah.
Where like they were running around and like licking girls' asses like in a row or something like that.
Yeah, that's super Japanese. Like we like super freaky stuff because a lot of the regular like one boy one girl porn is censored. So a lot of the penetration stuff's actually like blurred out.
They don't show penises,
right? But because we can't show that,
not
like
that I know.
But just because the Japanese government said that we have to censor like penis going into a vagina, that kind of penetration. Mm-hmm. That's why we came up with things like bukkake and all these other because
bukkake is Japanese.
You
know what bukkake is, Miles?
No.
Bukkake is when a bunch of guys surround one person and they come on their face.
Yeah.
Circle jerk.
Yeah. Not really a circle jerk because they're all helping each other. No, this is
circle
like everybody's
brothers.
Just doing it themselves and just dumping on you.
Oh.
Yeah. So bukkake literally means to dump on.
Oh.
So
have you done bukkake?
Mm-hmm. I did like a fan movie like 4 or 5 years ago.
I done maybe like a miniature.
You did bukkake
maybe
also?
Maybe like a miniature bukkake. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
How many people came on your face?
No, not mine. I was a part of the bukkake.
Yeah, you were the one giving. Yeah.
It's like, not mine.
In high school.
Yeah.
You did it in high school?
Yeah, in high school.
But that's like the Japanese thing is that, you know, you have that and you have gokun, which everybody basically, all the guys come into like a bowl and the girl has to drink it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, which I won't do. That stuff is just, but,
pineapples.
But because, they, because you
called?
Can't, gokun.
Gokun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But like, because we can't show penetration, like we were like, okay, well, as long as we're not showing penetration, we'll go even pervier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then we have all like the bondage stuff. Like
what else did you say you wouldn't do besides gokun?
I don't do a lot of anal.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
You know, there is one that I watched. I think it was out in China or Japan mm-hmm. or something. It was a big gymnasium of like 100 couples and they're all fucking at the same time.
Yeah.
Like on your mark, it said go and everybody fucks.
It's a race.
So it's like an orgy, but not an orgy.
Yeah, because they all had like, you know, the workout, the blue workout.
The mats.
The mats.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody had their own mat and it was like 100 couples out there. And I was like, that's pretty interesting.
Yoga.
Okay. Yeah, like...
You know what? I read this article about how there's a shortage of male porn stars in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about that and how it's been really difficult for them to try to get men to do porn.
Yeah, I think that's just because of the visibility. It's different from porn here. Like, you actually have a porn star system here. Like, you can become a porn star and you can, like, go and do... You know, like what I'm doing. Like, I can do interviews. I can do, like, red carpet stuff. Whereas mm-hmm. in Japan, there's not a lot of that. You know, like you're like, oh, you happen to do porn for like a few years, make some money, and then you go back to like real life. But with, and that's how it is with the girls, but the guys get a lot more visibility in Japan. So I think there's a lot of like stigma with like not getting hired.
That's interesting.
Like afterwards, like in real life.
That's a lot of work for a guy.
Yeah, yeah. But then every now and then you get like one of the more famous male porn stars in Japan is like this 80-year-old dude.
What?
Yeah.
No, I've seen him.
Yeah, he would get up in the morning.
He's old.
Right. He'd get up in the morning. He'd get his little briefcase and he was like, okay, wife, kids, I'm going to go off. And like grandpa goes off to work. Right.
What?
And he comes back at the end of the day and people had no idea. His entire family had no idea. And like, what, somebody found it and they're like, oh my God, grandpa
is going to do porn.
He's doing porn.
And he has like these young girls. It'll be like three of them.
Yep.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly, Stephanie.
I've seen all kinds of porn. I'm awful.
Would you date a porn star? Or would you, if you had the opportunity to sleep with one?
No, I would not sleep with a porn star because it's not the man that's the star for me in the videos in porn. It's like I like to watch the man slay the girl. Like
you don't
want to
get slayed. You don't want to get slayed.
No, because I'm too paranoid. Like surprisingly, I'm too paranoid, and it's like, oh my God, what diseases do you have?
Well,
no,
but
no, Steve. Like we get tested way more often than anybody else. Like we get tested every 14 days.
Like I'm telling you, no,
I
guys,
feel like athletes are safe.
Angela, you don't like to get slayed?
I'm going to be honest. I'm a very gentle, sweet person when it comes to being
Gosh, come on.
Hey, don't you gentle shame me.
Come on.
It is. I don't really like to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get kissed and stuff like that. And, you know.
You like to make love?
Yeah, I like to cuddle.
Yes, like I try
to make out.
Like my fans always ask me, they're like, do you come every time you do a scene? I'm like, no. My job is to make sure that the person watching it comes.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is to put on as good a show as possible. And if I'm concentrating too much on putting on a good show, I don't go there, you know?
Okay.
So like I might get turned on and everything, but then I go home.
What are some things that you do then, you know, makes people come when they're watching?
Oh, eye contact. Like super, like I know my fans are watching. So
you look at the camera?
I look at the camera. Like if I'm sucking on some guy's cock, then I'll be like looking.
So they can pretend it's them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like Miles, when you watch porn, do you pretend it's you in the porn or do you watch it like just as a spectator?
Spectator.
Mm-hmm.
I spectate.
Because I know some people don't like to see, like they'll show porn and it'll be like the guy's dick, but you don't see his face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for me, it's POV. Crazy. Like being bisexual and, you know, even though I was with, you know, in a relationship with Milan and dating men currently, Straight porn turns me on more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching,
I love watching gay porn.
Really?
Yeah.
I like watching gay porn too. Yeah. Man on man porn.
Yeah,
I like it.
Women are so crazy. Like,
Women on women.
I do.
I like watching.
So it's the same thing.
My favorite though is straight porn, just a man and a woman.
I like watching guys kissing. That's like a huge turn on for me.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It just turns me on.
Yeah, I just like it.
Why do you guys like watching Man on Man? Because you're curious about it?
No.
You want to see it?
Or does
do you really get turned on?
No, I really... all right, this is what happened. Sex in the City, right? Sex in the City had an episode where one of them got a gay porn tape, like, as a gift, and they watched it together. So I'm like, man, I never did that with my friends. I've never even watched gay porn, you know?
Influenced by Sex in the City, by the way.
I heard that. So I was like, you know what? I went, and this was a long time ago, LimeWire. Do y'all remember LimeWire?
Yes.
We could illegally download
Before it started giving the viruses.
Before it started giving viruses. It might have been giving viruses at that time, but whatever. I just wanted the porn. Okay. So I was like, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to watch some gay porn. And I watched it and I got really turned on.
Really?
This is
gotta be like two fine niggas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like remember Gigi was telling us about the guy in Philly?
Yusuf Mack.
Yes.
The boxer.
At first I was like, girl.
He actually wants to come up here, just so you know.
Oh yeah?
I'd like for him to come. I had an event in LA, he was just there, so yeah.
Did he try to hit on you?
No. We're cool.
So, at first I was like we were in the group chat and I was like, I'm not even going to look at that. But then I saw it was a video and I was like, let me see what's going on here.
And it turned you on.
And it turned me on. Like I felt like a tingle.
And it turned you on as well. Yeah, yeah.
But I like watching kissing. We don't have a lot of kissing in porn, right? Mm-hmm. So when they actually do want to shoot kissing scenes, like they really spend a lot of time on that.
They go in.
So I love watching girls kissing. I love watching guys. I don't like hetero kissing scenes for some reason. I like same sex kissing. Hmm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Do you like watching gay porn to men?
I can't say that I do. But you think guys know how to suck dick better than women do?
Yes.
Well, I think that it depends. Like for me, like if I like watching gay porn, I like watching bear porn. I don't like watching
Me too.
Right?
Me too.
I don't like watching real Twinkie porn. Take the condom off. I'm not a Twinkie porn person. I like...
All right, explain this terminology to me, please. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No, I'm
going to
let him explain.
No, you go ahead.
What the fuck is bear porn and Twinkie porn?
Okay, I was thinking of something different, but go ahead.
So bears, like I naturally like big chubby guys. Okay. Like that's my
thing. Oh,
bear. So bears. So I was like saying bears.
BBMs.
BHMs.
Okay.
Big handsome men.
It's boring to me when they wear a condom. Am I nasty for that?
To me, it's bare back.
Bare back.
When I pull up on a porn and there's condoms, I'm like, oh, there's condoms.
Me too. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't mind seeing condoms in porn for like the actual penetration part, but like for blowjobs, I'm like, is she gonna suck that condom right off his penis? Right. I guess so. Word.
Yeah. Like, I know that tastes terrible.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the flavor stuff.
What's Twinkie porn?
So Twinks are the really young boys.
Yeah.
They're how young? They're hairless. They're real skinny. The equivalent of like barely legal for girls.
Okay.
So they're like 18, 19, 20 years old. Right. They have no body hair.
Right. Really skinny.
Super skinny. Yeah. They have no muscle tone.
Yeah.
Bears are like the chubby, slightly hairy dudes.
Right.
I don't like either of those.
with like the full beards, Yeah.
I like to see two guys, athletic builds, you know what I mean?
Right. Just go at it.
See, I think
you want them to pound each other out?
Yes.
You like to see guys that are muscular.
Yes, guys that I would be with.
You would fuck. Like, yes. Y'all niggas right. really... Fuck
yeah,
it.
Would you fuck two guys at the same time?
No.
Are you serious?
You wouldn't fantasize about it though.
I have.
But you would do like one boy, one girl.
Yeah, I've done. I wouldn't do. Honestly, I think I'm past the.
But what about watching two guys fuck each other in front of you?
Yeah,
that would be hot.
I'd be into that.
So two fine niggas, fine.
Yes.
If they fucking in front of you and they say, "Come on, we want you to join," you wouldn't.
No.
Just come on, have a shot. Come on.
I'll be like, no, you guys go ahead.
I'm just going to sit back with my popcorn.
Exactly.
Really?
No.
Something tells me that she might join on the right night.
Honestly.
On the right night.
No.
Just some weed.
The right night and the right, like, you know, recreation.
The right night, the right environment. Exactly. Out of the country, she'll never see you again.
Me and my best friend, we talk about this.
That's
like
my best friend.
That's something that we could think of like two fine niggas that we've been with and like, oh my God, imagine them both at the same time. But it's just like you.
It's just something you imagine you wouldn't really do.
Yes, exactly.
But what two guys would you love to see together? Not with you, but like fucking each other.
I'm not gonna say.
No, I know the answer, but they would be so mad at me.
But it's not like they're gonna do it or did it.
Yeah, it's not
just in your head. They're so fine.
You never know.
There's a whole genre of that. Like people, fans write that kind of stuff. It's like fan fiction of like, you know, like mainstream celebrities having sex with each other.
Who would you like to see, Kelly? Two guys fucking each other. Who's your ideal?
God, I don't know. And I think the reason why I like watching like gay porn also is because I don't know most of the gay porn actors. Like mm-hmm. most of the hetero porn, I know everybody.
Right. You're like, there goes John.
I was like, I've seen it in person. And yeah, mm-hmm. you know.
Have you done a lot of scenes with other people that it's been their first time?
Mm-mm, not too much. Mm. Yeah.
Is that a good thing to do? Because I know they always say like, is, you know, that's people tough. Love the newness.
Yeah, because a lot of it is acting. It is a performance. So Right. Work, you know, a lot of guys hit me up and they're like, oh, you know, my girlfriend tells me I'm great in bed. I've never had any complaints. So let me, you know, tell me how to get into porn. I was like, you don't understand. This is not like, you know, you're not getting real intimate
with her.
You're not
at home
with
your girl.
Right. You know, you have to like, the positions are complicated, you know, because you have to like make sure that people on camera can see it.
Right.
So it's not
natural.
It's not supernatural. You know, it's like, you know, like, and then there's like weird positions like pile driver. Like I would never have sex on my head in real life.
Right.
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 But it's for the person who's watching it. So, right. Yeah. Mm. Like I don't usually hook up with them after work either.
Okay.
You know, like I know a lot of girls do. Like a lot of the new girls
do.
A lot of the new girls, like there's.
I'd be like, if I ain't getting paid for this, I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah, I just go home to my man.
That's like me going to a party for free, you know? Like,
yeah. You're so stupid. Like, now we were talking about wet dreams earlier, right? And having orgasms in your sleep. And they said, I think like 37% of women have orgasms in their sleep. And of course, men do it all the time. But they say men have wet dreams more when they haven't had sex in a while. So when's the last time anybody in here has had a wet dream? Have you ever had one, Steph?
I dream about sex often.
But you never came.
But I don't come. Mm-mm, never. Not even one time.
So there's just no grand finale. You just wake up.
I just wake up like, damn, I was just about to come. Every time. Like, oh, I was so close.
Have you ever done that and somebody's been in bed with you and you've been moving around?
Yeah, no. When back in the day, when there was like a time that my son's father and I were fighting, we had a really active sex life. And we were fighting, so we weren't sleeping together at all. And I remember being in the bed with him and dreaming about having sex with other people.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I would wake up and be like,
oh, who? How'd you get
did
here?
Did I talk?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did you say his
did
name in bed?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I say anything right now? No. Right. Okay.
Kelly, you have orgasms in your sleep?
I have. Mm-hmm. Especially when I was younger.
Right.
You know.
So lucky.
Like when I was really younger, you know, like. Before I was a teenager, like 10 years old.
Well, damn. At 10?
Well, I was masturbating when I was 9.
I was masturbating when
I was
9.
How did you know what to do?
I think it's like how boys figure it out. It's like, mm-hmm. I touched that and that felt good. You know?
So you were like fingering yourself? Were you having orgasms?
No, mine's all clit.
Okay.
Mine's not penetrative, like when I masturbate.
Did you have orgasms when you were 9?
Mm-hmm.
So when did you finally hook up with a guy?
I was 12.
Okay.
And then I didn't have sex again until I was 17.
Because you didn't like it?
So when you're 12, like you don't know how to have sex.
Right.
Right.
It's a mess.
It's kind of a mess. And I had sex and I was like, wow, I didn't come. Like the guy came, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't come. I had more fun masturbating. So I'm going to go back to that.
Mm. And then 17.
Until I was older and I found a guy that actually turned me on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Miles, do you have wet dreams?
I have before, but it's not really like I have a full ejaculation. I'll just wake up and have like pre-cum. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
but you don't
be hard.
Feel the orgasm.
No.
You never had a full ejaculation in your sleep? Not even when you were younger?
No.
Because I thought that was a thing with
boys. I thought all
boys,
guys
they all woke up with like sticky sheets.
And they're like, oh my God, what happened?
I've never had like a full, I'll wake up with pre-cum all the time.
You're a pre-cummer.
This morning. Yeah. But, you know.
You said this
morning.
Right now.
You know, but no, I can't think of a time that I actually busted in my sleep. None. Hmm.
Are people all in your DMs now after doing Love and Hip Hop?
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. They are they? Right?
Mm-hmm. Guys and girls?
Awkwardly more women than men.
Nice.
Well, you're bisexual though.
Absolutely.
You still would get with a woman.
Yeah.
See, so women don't mind that. Clearly, like they don't.
But it's probably all the women who are also fantasizing, like how we like gay porn.
She seems like she doesn't mind it sometimes.
They're like,
no, I'm gonna be honest. I would prefer to be with a guy who doesn't like guys. And if I found out later that a guy I was with is with guys, I would probably take offense to it.
Right.
But I remember, like, I used to tell my ex-boyfriend, like, oh, I think it's so hot to see a guy sucking another guy's dick. I used to say,
I love her. Yeah. I'm falling in love.
No, but serious. I think it's like, you know, in your case, you're bisexual. If a woman accepts that, then she accepts that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, to be deceiving a woman is different.
So you're telling me every woman here, if you guys, you know, you have a husband, you said?
A boyfriend.
Boyfriend or whatever you guys are. If you're in love. Shut up, Stephanie. Look, if all of you guys are in love and you guys been together, cool, perfect for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. And he tells you, oh yeah, in the past, in college, you know, I fucked around before. And you just never knew. But he tells you.
That wouldn't bother me.
But he told
it wouldn't bother you.
That's different.
Would you stay or would you leave?
If everything was good, I would stay.
So, okay.
I tend not to look back. I tend to look forward. So if somebody brought that up, I would be like, okay, well, are you saying that you want to start bringing guys into our relationship?
No, he's just saying, I'm just being open and telling you I've had a boyfriend before.
Because I do think it would be weird for a guy to tell you that out of nowhere for no reason.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, so.
If it just came up in conversation. Yeah. If he was just like in high school, I had a boyfriend before.
Mm-hmm. If you were like in high school, I was like the best dick sucker. And he was like.
No, not like that.
Because then I'd be like, you should tell me how.
It just kind of came out. Like, you guys were talking. Mm-hmm. You guys never really had an open conversation about sex. And one night you guys got faded and you were like, oh, I've done this. Yeah. And just talking about experience. Like, yeah, I had a boyfriend in high school. I remember for like a year and it was crazy.
But see, I went through like my only dating girl phase for like 3 or 4 years. So, I get it.
Like, right. You can't say anything.
Yeah. But would you guys, how would you guys feel?
I would be like, that would probably kind of open the door for me to get that threesome with a boy.
Right?
Two boys.
So you would stay.
You don't want him to do that while he's with you. It's something that he did years ago.
Clearly he's thinking about it. Mm-mm. Decided to bring it up.
No, you guys were just having an open conversation.
I know a guy who told me that when he was younger,
he'll probably get mad, right?
One of our other friends, when they were young, sucked his dick on the roof.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe you guys can start watching porn together.
Right.
But then I also feel like at a young age, sometimes, you know, because they were young, people are like experimental.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they do things that they're like, they might have been embarrassed that they did it. But he said he was like, hey, I heard this feels really good, because they were probably like 12, 11, 12.
Right.
And he got on his knees and started sucking his dick on the roof.
I don't like how it's the double standard. Like, women are able, like, you know, you've gotten hit so many times.
Hey, you guys have a lot of double standards that work in your favor, okay?
Like what? We could fuck and we not a hoe?
Yes.
We could fuck everybody and we not a hoe?
So let us have this double standard.
Oh, my God. But like you said, you've gotten hit from women, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if a man so much just kisses a man, he's gay.
Kissing's pretty intimate.
If a man kisses, just kiss. If he just got drunk one night and made out with a guy, it's like, oh, hell no.
Well, I know somebody else that happened to. One of my friends, his boy from high school, he was high. I think they did like ecstasy or something, and he tried to make out with him. And he says he doesn't remember it, but I don't know. I feel like
he doesn't want to remember it,
right? Like, when you're on ecstasy,
you
remember? Yeah, you remember.
It don't make you black out.
Yeah. But it might make
alcohol makes you black out.
It might make you act in a way that you normally wouldn't. Yeah. And just like random.
And I even remember alcohol.
Blackout.
Yeah.
You know?
I think ecstasy just makes you do the things that you've been wanting to do.
Me too.
It doesn't make you do things that you would never do.
It feels good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So if you take ecstasy and then you decide that you want to kiss somebody of the same sex, then you probably had those tendencies all along.
I feel like anytime a guy has an experience, we need to blame it on something. And I think I said that last time.
Right,
we
got
to
blame it. I was so high.
I was so drunk. I was on ecstasy. Oh, yeah. I was
blame
just...
it on the alcohol.
definitely be drinking water, talking about something. Oh my God, I'm so drunk.
I was so... I'll be on Instagram water out all night. I'll be on Instagram not drinking tonight. Some stupid shit like, y'all, I was drunk.
right.
Now, ladies, if you could take some Viagra for women, because obviously men take Viagra like it's candy. Mm-hmm. Would you want to do it? Because they said that women's Viagra isn't doing so well.
No. They have one?
Mm-hmm. They do.
I didn't know that either. Oh. Yeah. That's new.
Have you tried it?
Mm-mm.
Would you?
But no, but there is, there's a cannabis lube that you can use.
Like weed?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets the pussy high?
Yeah. Yes, it still goes through your bloodstream. So, but you get it through there. So, but it goes there first.
My pussy be like, dude, come on.
Bring it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would take woman's Viagra if it works.
You don't
just
know
to try it?
Try it.
Like, is it going to make me come faster?
I don't know what it really could do for you.
There's a couple companies out there that make like oils for, you know, like your clit.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually brings them. Blood flow like Viagra does for
it
guys.
Makes it like sensitive.
Yeah, so you come faster, right. But it doesn't necessarily make you more horny.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like I don't want to come faster. I'm like a guy in that if I come one time, that's it. Like I need like a
That too.
Yes.
Well, like that too. I take
I
it
can't
back.
Come like
I'm
back
not
to
like
that.
That.
Yeah, I can't do that either. That's one of the other reasons I can't come on set because you know. I want to curl up and take a nap afterwards. I kind of like have sex.
Oh, that's
like
I could come and. Like I keep going, like I
you can
didn't
keep
come.
Going?
Yeah, like I didn't come.
That's
I
amazing.
Love that.
Back to back
That's
to back.
That's really great.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Does it hurt if you come too many times? Somebody tell me
you're
one time.
You're super sensitive.
No, yeah. Not me. I'm not like that.
A lot
if you're like shooting out air.
For me, it may get sore.
Yeah,
like it gets
exactly.
sore from all right, from beating right, it right. up all so much. But I mean, give me you know an hour or two. It's cool.
How often do you have sex?
Me,
Miles. Yeah.
You know, right
Are
now
you
I'm kind of
active. Don't
right now I'm kind of celibate a little bit. You
don't
know,
lie.
I'm being
Keep
honest.
Lying.
I'm keeping it. Look, I'm keeping it 100. Have I had sex recently? Yes, but
well,
am
then
I
you're
like
not celibate, Miles?
No, I mean not as much as I was.
You're not having it 3-4 times a day.
Not exactly.
Right.
I may do it like.
Were you a hoe?
Once every 2 weeks, maybe once
oh,
every
that's
3 weeks.
Enough.
Yeah,
that's
not a lot.
Yeah.
Especially
that's
when I'm working a lot
that's,
right
that's
now.
Practically celibate.
Yeah, like twice a month.
Yeah,
is that a lot? That's right now.
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Are you, have you hooked up with anybody from Instagram in your DMs?
How?
Yeah, that's a yes. That's a yes right there.
Wait. Yeah, I'm not gonna say.
But see now, but
have I hooked? Up with
like,
anybody?
Yeah.
No, it's a touchy question to answer because it's like, okay, do I answer and say yes? Because if I say yes, then all these people are gonna start DMing me more.
No, because I'm
See,
saying like
possibility.
I've met two people, but I haven't hooked up with either one of them yet.
Yet. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. But I have met people off of Instagram before.
Are there people that have hit you up on in the DMs and been that you have been totally shocked? Like I had no idea.
Hell yeah.
That this person was, because that's a
Hell
scary
yeah.
thing for a person too, because that could be a screenshot right there.
Mm.
No, they don't know what you're going to do. So that's some trust involved.
Right.
I would assume that when guys do that to you, they have to put it out there like.
But you know, I get
it
hit.
It could be taken either way.
I get hit from a page with no pictures, no followers, no nothing. And in the message, it'll say, this is who I am.
Mm,
it'll be a picture of them. So. That could be fake, you know. That
right,
ain't me.
Like,
that ain't.
Send that.
Yeah, exactly. If it ever came out with a screenshot. So,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Or send your
no,
info. I have a business
lie.
Opportunity for you.
Huh?
They could say something like, "Send your info. I have a business opportunity."
Oh, all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tons.
No, but that happens. One of the probably most famous people that I've ever dated. Hit me up like that. Hit me up from his friend's page.
Right.
It goes down in the DMs.
It goes down in the DMs.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes, the DMs is off the chain.
Would you be in a relationship with somebody if they were celibate? If they were like, look, I want to...
Like asexual?
No, if they just weren't having sex right now, but you could do other things and they took good care of you, but you just couldn't have sex.
I think a celibate
like
person.
No.
I think I would end up tearing that down. Like they'll say, "Oh, I'm celibate."
It's called
rape,
Miles. You can't just take it. No.
I'm just saying, like they'll say I'm celibate, and then we'd kick it, and then they'll be like, "Okay, I'm
you
not celibate
you that
no
smooth?
More." Come on.
Said, okay, we're not celibate no more.
Come on.
No, I would need to have sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you're celibate, be single.
I need to know up front.
Yeah. But Russell Wilson and Ciara are together and they're not having sex.
That's a damn lie.
Come on. Because they want to, of course, they want to keep their image. Both of them are.
You know, Russell, it's different when you're a star athlete like that. A lot of children are your fans. You can't be with Ciara who, you know, is dancing like the way she dances in her videos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. You have to act like, you know, we're just being innocent. We're waiting.
Right.
But they were probably having sex the first day they met.
Damn, Stephanie, why you gotta put that on her?
After dinner, a couple drinks.
I have to agree. Come on, we adults, we grown.
Yeah, I respect in the back of the car. Yeah, the back of the limo. Exactly.
I do know a girl who became a born again and she used to have sex and she hasn't had sex in 12 years.
Wow.
Is that what she tells you?
It's also probably like your definition of sex. Like maybe they're just doing like, you know.
Blowjobs.
Anal. Right. Yeah. I know so many like younger guys, right, who are like, well, you know, we don't have sex, but we do anal. I was like, but that's sex.
Yeah, that's right,
sex.
That's
sex. That's like super sex.
Penetration is sex. Right. Yes.
But Kelly, why don't you like doing anal?
I don't like doing porn anal.
You don't mind it in real life?
Yeah.
Why don't you like porn anal then?
Because it's big. That thing doesn't need to be in my butt.
Like, uh-uh.
There are plenty of people who are built for that. I'm not, my butt's not built for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it true they always say that Asian men have smaller penises than...
I think genetically they do because we eat a lot of soy. Soy has a lot of estrogen in it.
So for all of you guys out there that want to be vegetarians,
that makes sense.
Yeah, soy has a lot of estrogen. So, yeah.
So that's
But we do have Japanese porn stars. We have Asian porn stars with giant penises.
Right, of course.
You know, and they probably eat soy too. But that's just genetic.
Really? We'll never see it because it'll be blurred out.
Right. It seems like all Japanese, it seemed like they were all, that's what I thought too.
So yeah.
All Japanese men just
like I wouldn't even date not only Japanese, just Asian. You
hey,
know?
My dad's Chinese, all right?
Just because of that one?
I'm just automatically thinking like you ain't got the work.
But see, like I've heard less about the Japanese thing and more about like the Irish thing. Like we actually call it like the Irish curse. They're kind of small.
But there's
white guys with big penises too.
Yeah, I've been with a white guy with a nice penis, but he had to show it to me for me to be like, oh, okay, maybe we should date.
He had to show it to me.
Kind of like I'm sure there are black dudes.
She got
to
see the dick first
out there.
You got to do that dick check.
No, and I'm not gonna lie. There's been guys I've been with, black men, who I'm like, oh my god, this guy's about to bust my ass.
And then you're like,
yes, let me drink this Patron, let me get upside down.
And then
it's like,
have you ever been with somebody and their penis was so small you changed your mind?
I think once it's done, you just have to go through with it. You can't just be like, forget it. You can't do
yes,
that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with
that happened to me once.
Oh, it was so small that like we did it, but then they wanted to actually have a relationship, and I was like, I know I'm not going to be happy with that.
Yeah, just
that's not
going to
work every day.
So what happened with you, Angela?
We hadn't ever had sex, and I've been talking to him for a little while. And guys with small penises, by the way, don't try to have sex right away. They like get to know you.
And they want to have a lot of oral sex.
Right? No, they take you to dinner.
They're very
a
sweet.
Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk to you on the phone a lot. And
they
really
take you to dinner a lot.
They eat you out a lot.
They do everything.
They tell
like,
you though.
You're
eat
like,
you
what
out.
A gentleman. He is really not trying to fuck. And he doesn't really like me.
Boop.
And then you see it and you're like,
it's like boop.
No wonder he hit that shit. But no, that did happen to me one time. And, you know, it was going down. I didn't have to have sex. So I was like, oh, I don't want to really take it that far. And I promise you, I like never, ever mess with him again, ever.
I dated a guy once who wanted to, like, we went out for a couple times and I knew that it was small. He knew it was small, but he went and he was like, I know that you want something bigger. So I went and you can buy sleeves. That you
a
put on
sleeve?
Top you, on top of your penis. And I was like, but that doesn't do you any good. What? You can't feel it. Like, it's
he
like
cares you're, about you.
Well, yeah. But yeah, it just felt weird.
The sleeve? I never heard of that.
Yeah. It's like a dildo you can wear. Not a strap on.
Like a turtleneck.
I've seen it.
It
in
was
store.
Right.
And the sex
it's
shop.
Like a dildo,
yeah.
But it's got like a hole in the back so you can put your penis in it.
So you put your dick in another dick and then fuck because your dick ain't big enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And that
you gotta do all that.
Yeah, and I was just like, if you gotta do that, then that's not,
yeah.
How small? What's small?
small.
Like how small?
Like my thumb small.
Wow.
Yeah, go get a sleeve.
When he was hard.
Oh.
Yeah. Tears.
So like all you saw, because there's not really much a guy can do.
So that when he wasn't hard, all you saw, it was like just balls.
Oh my God.
I was like, where's the rest
of it? So for women, he has big balls, because perspective wise, that little penis with big balls is like drowning.
Yeah. I was like, where's the penis? All I see are balls.
So how do you guys feel about the opposite? Because I don't have huge balls, but.
Balls aren't really that big of a deal.
I like balls.
I don't have huge balls.
Your penis is a lot bigger.
That's
nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
And then when you're old, they're not going to drop. You know what I mean? Not as much. They won't get all saggy. You know, big balls, they get turned into long balls.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Gravity.
Yes.
So for you guys, for women, it's definitely the size of the boat.
It's not a deal breaker for me ever.
It's not?
Like, I've never been like, oh, I can't mess with him. I don't like his balls. Like,
oh, okay.
That's never been an issue. When it comes to balls, it's all about grooming.
Right.
So, because I like playing with balls and I love playing with penises. Like, I love blowjobs. So, like, that's my thing. So, if it's super hairy down there, like, that will turn me off more than, like, size, more than anything.
Gotcha.
No, but what you were saying, if it's a deal breaker, the size of a guy's penis, that's a deal breaker. I don't think it's a deal breaker.
It's not.
If he's average, like average size.
No, he says small.
Is it the size of the boat for y'all? For real?
So like, no, that's my thumb. Thumb size is a deal breaker.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, it's a deal
so
breaker.
6 inches is cool. Six and up.
Six and a half inches.
What's that? 5.5?
What a normal girth, like not a very nice
just
girth,
a normal average dick.
Yeah,
you could do.
Average.
Yeah. Okay.
5 to 6 is a national average. So like totally fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You could do something.
If everything else about him is cool, but you know, he's just like, you know,
he's not 6 inches.
He's
not like a foot long.
Yeah.
6 inches isn't terrible.
6 inches is fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying you guys are cool with that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, you can do six?
Yeah, I do
like growers more than showers.
Yeah,
though.
Growers.
I might check.
That's nice.
You
see,
growers are fun.
Yeah, because you get made.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
This is
like,
my boo right here.
Growers are fun because you kind of sit there and you just look at it and you're just like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I did that.
And then they don't mind you seeing it because they know what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, yeah, you can see what this looks like.
So sometimes you hang out with a guy and he's not hard yet. And you kind of go, oh my God, that thing's only the size of a thumb. But then it gets bigger. You're like, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you. Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. Most guys that I've seen that have little penises when it's soft, it's just the same.
Still little. You haven't been with a grower.
I mean, it grows a little bit, but not enough.
No, but full-on growers, they're fun to watch.
I don't know. Maybe I've never been with a guy like that.
You'd be like, get soft again so I could watch it grow.
Right. It's like those things when you were a kid, like the little like capsules you put in the water and it becomes like a big dinosaur or something. Yeah, that. Like, it's that.
I love those things.
Right. It's like just like
Then you would love a grower.
No, I remember when I was a kid, you put it in like a Pepsi bottle and you watch it grow and eventually it like fills the bottle. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Miles, would you be with a woman who said that she just doesn't give blowjobs or a man?
No.
No.
I couldn't.
Yeah. Blowjobs are awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Because
I'm oral. I'm very oral, so.
She's gay.
I did something else.
Yeah, she's gay. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Just like I said to him. If he don't do it, he gay.
Yeah.
You said that the guys give better blowjobs than women, though.
Yes.
What can we learn from a man?
Yeah.
Because all of us in here think we're good at it.
But yeah.
Because like, yeah, if somebody said I'd used to date guys back in the day and I don't now, I would be like, okay, can you teach me?
Right.
What did you know?
So what is it about that men do differently than women when they get blowjobs, it makes them better?
You know what it is? I think men know what men like. Mm-hmm. Just how I think women could eat pussy better than men. Because
but you don't know that. I don't agree.
I'm just saying because I feel like girls know what girls like and they're more, they know the areas. They know the, I mean, of course, you know, knowing a woman, you know.
Different things.
We're complicated.
But in women are complicated. Men are just.
Because all, like, we've had this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, I like to get bit. And I like it rough. You know, I like everything rough.
So I'm the same way. That's
why
I say.
You like to
get your
dick bit?
No. You can nibble on it, though. You can, you know.
I thought we should avoid doing that.
There are people right now making listen notes.
Yeah. You can grab your teeth and, you know, kind of.
Kind of gnaw.
And just, yeah, you can gnaw on it.
I would never think to try that on a dick.
Nice.
It's just, I'm crazy.
So you nibble on it?
I mean,
you don't like nibble on it, like nibble on it. You just put your mouth over and you just kind of like Soft pressure.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Soft pressure. Yeah, yeah. Gnawing in and on the balls. I like stuff like that. Like a little.
The guy I was
gnawing
with.
Your balls too?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Balls are so sensitive. I always had to be really careful.
I don't have sensitive balls. A lot of guys do.
The guy I was with the huge penis, he used to be like, oh, I love when I feel your teeth on my dick.
See?
Yeah. Baby, I'm trying.
Because I'd always thought the key to sucking dick was to not feel teeth.
Right, me too.
So when he said that, the question is, were you trying not to let him feel your teeth?
Yes. Like, why? I'm like, I'll stop. And I'll be like, what? Like, you playing.
So wait. You was trying to, okay, I get it. Okay.
Like, you playing, right? And he's like, no, I'm not playing. Why are you stopping? What are you doing?
Okay.
I'm like, it's just so big. I can't.
You weren't purposely using your teeth.
No.
Accidentally.
No, accidentally. It was a mistake.
Like, just you must sure. not, but it's not fun sucking nobody's dick that's really big. That's not fun.
Sometimes, yeah, because no matter what you do, you can't help but graze it because your mouth only gets so big.
And then your jaw hurts and you're like, ah, oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had that before?
Yeah, that shit is too much. And then I don't like when guys try to like hold out and prolong the shit for too long. Like, come on, just stop. I'm not doing this.
Not me. I like when they prolong it.
Mm-mm. I like taking my time.
I like it to get so intense. You're like crying. I gotta get snot out of my nose.
Oh, I love that.
I'm like, I can't breathe.
Make it wet. Get it wet. It ain't wet enough.
Yeah, it's the sloppier the better.
Yes.
And the more enthusiastic the better.
Right. Sloppy. Yeah.
Right. The more you want it, right?
Yeah. So for me, it's like, yeah, I'm having fun with it. Like, I play with it.
Don't come.
Yeah. Let me have fun with it. Give me like at least
like
20 minutes.
Like a little
minutes.
Jungle gym.
Yeah, give me at least 20 minutes.
And to get back to what you asked, why men? I think men are more aggressive than women. Like, they're more, you know what I'm saying?
To grip it harder and all that.
Yeah. All that. It's more aggressive. So
I always feel like I try not to do anything that might hurt.
No, stop being soft.
No.
Don't be soft.
Because soft is, to what I've heard from guys is soft blowjobs are kind of like having sex with like a really loose pussy.
It is. You don't feel it really. It's like, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you're not really, you don't feel, I really don't feel nothing if you're soft.
Yeah.
I need to feel like, that suction. No teeth, I understand. Make it sloppy. Mm-hmm.
Sloppy so that your hand does move up and down. Right. Not like you're grabbing the skin.
Do you like for a girl to use her hand while she's giving you a blowjob?
Yeah, I do.
Why keep saying a girl or a guy?
Yeah.
We're sexually fluid.
Person.
We're sexually fluid.
Yeah, sexually fluid. I do. Like, sometimes I use both.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands.
Both hands are great.
Yeah.
Two hands.
Uh-huh. You're like,
he's trying to let us know he got a big dick because some people
right,
can't
exactly,
use
you can't.
Hands.
Yeah, the no, guy with know, the thumb, the I'll guy with the use, thumb, you can't do
I like to
yeah,
hands.
You know, I like sucking dick with no hands.
Right.
I like not using hands. Mm. But since I have been, you know, having different sex lately.
Single.
Yeah, I have been single. I think it's fun using the hands too.
Oh yeah.
It's just it's
go,
on
go
the
in
size.
And out. Go in and
like
out.
Like a guy with a little dick, you can't use hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to. Like it all goes in your throw and it's fun.
It's easy.
It's really easy. And then, you know, a guy with a big dick, you gotta use hands.
You get
hands.
Both hands in your mouth and everything.
You
yeah.
Can do a
now
lot
what about consistency? Does it make you come faster if somebody is consistent or do they need to keep switching it up? Cause sometimes if a guy's going down on me, I like consistency. Like
yes.
Me too.
And if he stops and switches it up, I'd be like, oh, now I got to fucking start all over.
Now I
got
to start all over. Yeah.
But no,
do guys
I
like it to be consistent or do you like to
switch it up? I like to switch it up, but then come back to what you saw was turning me on.
The one thing that was working.
Yeah. The one thing that was working, like, okay, build me up, switch it up. All right. Then do something else. Then come back to it. Mm-hmm. Like I like to
it's
switch
like edging.
It up. And
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you finally,
so I know
she,
all the
she
terms.
Know all the terms.
All the
edging.
Terms.
Yeah.
I learned a lot today.
Me too.
Edging pisses me off for girls, as a girl.
But doesn't it make you have a bigger orgasm?
No, I like having the full on like roller coaster, like build up, done.
No, right? It prolongs it.
But see, I try that for me, like with guys, like they love edging. Uh-huh. But with me, I try to do that. And then like when I finally do have an orgasm, like it's
not as
like,
intense.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. I like for like you said, I like for a guy to be consistent. When you find this one, I'm like, stay there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't move.
Right.
Don't stop.
I'm into consistency.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I know Steph got to go catch flight because she had work. No, you're not going to miss your work today.
I'm trying so hard.
Nope. You
got to
go work. Don't you cancel. I'm trying to make her be very responsible.
Yes, Angela, she's like my life coach.
I do appreciate it. Miles, I'm glad you were able to make it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Are you
going
to be on a new season of Love & Hip Hop?
Yes, we're, you know, figuring story and, you know, everything out.
Is it going to be you and Milan? Well, you got him booted after he bought you on.
He's trying to get me booted, you know.
Cool. So you guys are really fighting. You guys are never going to be friends again.
I don't see it in the future.
Hmm. Were you guys really in love?
I really did love him, yes.
Was he good in bed?
Amazing.
Oh.
All right. Well, Milan, that's one for you, at least.
At least. Isn't that terrible when you break up with somebody and then like, the sex is awful.
Yes. That should make it so much harder to break up. When you break up with somebody and the sex was just mediocre, you're like, who gives a fuck?
Yep.
But when the sex is off the chain.
Moving on.
No, like the good dick will find its way back to me. I'll break up with the good dick all the time. And it's like, oh.
You'd be super lonely and then you'd be mad.
Like, come on home.
He's with somebody else. Right. You'd be like, damn, she getting that good dick.
It's hard to get rid of the good dick, man. It's hard.
You'd be jealous. But when you break up with somebody and their dick was just mediocre, you're like, oh, that poor chick he with now, I got to deal with that mediocre dick.
Like, I could do better. He didn't have the meat for me anyway. He didn't have the work.
Moving on to bigger, and I mean bigger and better things.
There's nobody really that I've had sex with that I can't call because they know what's up.
Oh shit!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can call her.
So you're trying to let us know?
Male
I can hit male or female. I can hit all of them, and they be like, "What? What do you want? Leave me alone."
So are you off women?
No.
He's
no. You still want women? Still date women?
Yes.
Nice.
It goes down in the DMs. Is there anything else you want to let us know that you have going on before we get on up out of here, Miles?
You know, I just got my hatline going on. I got Just Love, you know. I've been, you know, doing my thing. Mm-hmm. My Just Love hatline, promoting acceptance, you know.
That's so pretty.
And I have new music coming and, you know, new season of Love & Hip Hop. So check me out. I got some things up under my belt that I'm working on, y'all.
We heard.
You heard.
Kelly Shabari, I see you in the new penthouse.
I am. It comes out December 22nd.
December 22nd. Nice. Okay. Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice holiday present.
First plus size girl in penthouse.
Whoa. Yay. That's popping. Popping.
Yeah. And anything else that you want to let us know about while you're here?
Not really. I'm really proud of the whole penthouse thing. You know,
it's, I know you look great in
this
here.
It's been.
It's like it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It's a big circus theme. Mm-hmm.
So you deep throating a sword.
I am deep throating a sword. Yes. Wow.
Do you have any advice before we go on for the deep throating?
Relaxing.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're a pro at it. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're better. No, you're better than I am.
No. I have to say this. When I was with the big dick nigga, I was very seasoned with sucking dick. I used to put his dick all the way down my throat. Mm-hmm. It would get sore sometimes, but I could do it. But you know, my throat closed up.
Just like your hole closes up.
But
you gotta get back at it.
I think lately I've been, you know, I'm working on it again.
In other words, the guys you're with now, dicks are way smaller, so the hole is closed up.
No, well, I don't want to say all of that, Angela.
I'm sorry.
Just, you know, I don't know, drink a lot of water, lemon juice, like get all the saliva going.
The guy I'm...
Lemon juice?
Yeah, whatever gets the saliva going.
Okay. Mm.
The guy I'm fucking with now, he's bigger.
She's just saying that.
I have to train my throat. Wow. No, I have to train my throat.
That sounds like a movie, How to Train Your Throat.
I know a lot of girls in porn, like if they can't really deep throat, what they'll do is they'll do the whole tip your throat back at the edge of the bed.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah. Because then that's just that. Straight. Then that actually opens up your throat, so it's a straight shot.
Right. I like to record it. You could see it. It's so nice.
You record it?
You can actually see the head.
You could see it, dick, in your throat. It's so dope.
All right.
I'm about to do that.
Yeah, he said, I'm about to do that.
You start recording it.
I'm about to record that.
Don't let that get leaked.
Huh?
Don't let that get video footage get leaked out. Oh, you got some videos out there, don't you?
Not me.
But you might. You done took some. I know you and Milan did some videos.
We never have.
Nice.
Not we even on the phone?
No. Mm-hmm. He got his own. That's already. Uh-huh. You know about that.
Shots.
He got his own, you know.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming through. I appreciate you. It is lip service. And yeah, today was pretty educational. I like my girls, BBW.
Hey.
Got to represent the big girls.
Hey.